The corner. The corner. The corner. Hey, welcome. Come on into Cousin Ed's Corner. This podcast where you'll find real, authentic conversation. Organic conversation. Unscripted, unfiltered conversation. Like your own with your cousin. It's all about life. It's about finance. It's about spirituality. It's about love and everything in between. I'm your host, Cousin Ed. I'm excited to bring you along on this journey. So sit back and listen in as we dive into a wide range of topics. I have some diverse guests coming on with an array of thoughts and opinions. My goal is to create a space all for us to connect and communicate. It's not really about me. It's about the community as a whole. Let's enjoy it. Let's sit back. Let's think about our past. Let's move into our future. It's about
the corner, the corner, the corner. So no matter how you cut it or slice it, we're all here together. I'm just here to give you peace of my heart, my mind, my soul, and my mentals. So sit back, relax, and enjoy another episode of Cousin Ed's Corner. The corner, the corner, the corner.
What's going on, fam? What's going on, fam? It's your boy, Cousin Ed. Yes, indeed, we're back. We're back. We're back. Another Motivational Monday here at Cousin Ed's Corner. Here at Cousin Ed's Corner. Whew. It is early. It is early. It is early. I am halfway up, but I had a message for you on this Motivational Monday that hopefully inspires you as always. But before I get into that, hold on. Before I get into that, let me thank you. Thank each and every one of you for just being a part of this movement. I always will say this, and it means everything to me. Just this, thank you, thank you, thank you. I think that's one of the biggest things we can do is thank the people that are around us, that get us to the point where we're at currently in our lives, who plant seeds. Thank everybody who planted a seed in this Cousin Ed's Corner. Thank everybody who's watered this whole plant and watched it grow. Thank you for your comments, your love, and everything else. Thank you for sharing the show. If you haven't already shared this show, be sure to share this show with your friends, family, and loved ones. I really appreciate that. It means a lot to me, and it means a lot for the growth of the show and the movement behind Cousin Ed's Corner and the Corner Connection. I will be mentioning this more and more, the Corner Connection. If you haven't already subscribed to The Corner Connection, be sure to go over to Apple Podcasts. Check out The Corner Connection. It's under Cousin Ed's Corner. It's under Cousin Ed's Corner. Be sure to go over there and check that out. Just some exclusive early podcasts, more detail. It's just a different, it's a lot of the same, but it's more. Let me say that much. So on to the motivation. So I was having a conversation with my daughter this past week, and we were talking about something, and one of her friends came up, and her friend said something to her that got her so annoyed that she couldn't get past it. And for what we were talking about, she didn't want to talk about it at all anymore because her friend annoyed her. And I wanted to motivate, I wanted to talk about not letting other people get to you. I want to motivate you that you're enough. Like your own opinion of yourself is enough. Other people's opinion doesn't really matter. And I say that to myself because later on this weekend, I had somebody say something to me and it started to annoy me, right? So I had looked in the mirror and talk to myself, Edwin. Why did it bother you, right? Was the person being petty? Was the person being malicious? And then how do you take it? How do you internally internalize it Why did it bother you? Is what they said true? It's a whole bunch of questions I'm asking myself. And at the end of the day, I had to look at myself, right? I can't take what they said or what other people say and put it on me, right? If you're happy with who you are, it goes back to the old childhood, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words, as long as somebody don't put their hands on you, right? And this is easily said. I got both of my hands in the air and I'm shaking them because I'm telling you it's easily said. I know it's easily said because I just went through it myself. It's easily said and harder to practice. But I want us all to know that we are worthy. We're great. Excuse me. We're made in God's image. No matter what anybody does or says, it doesn't really matter. We should be able to have self-reflection and say, oh, they said out of kindness, they said out of love. Oh, they're just hating. I don't have to deal with the haters. I think the frustration may come not having to deal with the haters more than giving them your time, right? Just cut them off. Like, hey, I don't have to deal with them at this point. It's a lot behind that. When somebody else can make you so upset, how much energy are you putting into that person that they can make you so upset? How much control do they have over you that they can make you so upset? We got to stop allowing people to have our energy, to steal our joy. If they feel a certain way, hey, that's cool. You know what? Hey, I understand. That's cool. Hey, thank you for your opinion. Hey. Now, I will say this much. When the person said it to me, I took it on the chin and I didn't say a word. I wanted to come back with certain responses and I didn't say a word. But we gotta be able to let it roll off. Don't say a word. And also know that no matter what they say, no matter what they do, that we're worthy, we're great, we're made in His image. We're so much kings and queens out here. As long as you're doing the right thing. Now, if you're not doing the right thing and you know internally that what they're saying is true, right? If they're saying something true, don't let the truth hurt you, right? If they say you got something that is, I'm trying to think of something that not personal for people. You have a flat tire. Don't get mad because somebody told you have a flat tire, because you do have a flat tire, right? And I just thought of this analogy. Somebody was trying to pull somebody over one day and they got mad because it was flagging them down. And the only reason why they were flagging them down was because they left the gas cap off. They was mad because the person trying to flag them down, which is the truth, right? You can't get mad at something that's going on, right? They were trying to help you. So if somebody's trying to help you in life, right, and you know that they're legitimately there not to cause you any strife, any harm, anything like that, then accept it. Don't be so angry with the person that you can't let that in. And better said, know who you're messing with. And this is not relation. This is not only relationship wise. I'm talking about friendships and everything else. Know who's delivering the message. Who's the messenger? Are they in your corner? If you call me and say, hey, Cousin Ed, you need to X, Y, Z, will Cousin Ed get upset by it? No. Cousin Ed's going to hopefully take it in and say, thank you for the message. Oh, nah, you don't know what you're talking about. Why you calling me with that? I've been X, Y, Z for so long. That's the wrong approach to take with people. So, this is something I thought about. Something me and my daughter, yeah, I had to reflect on myself and say, hey, you're going through the same thing. So, you're worthy. You're great. Don't worry what other people say. Keep being positive. Keep being strong. Be open to accepting criticism. Be open to accepting criticism. Say it one more time. Be open to accepting criticism. That gets a lot of people in trouble. Not being able to accept criticism. Right? So, be open to accepting criticism. I say that. That's the fourth time. Yes. So, hey, listen, fam. I'm out of here. Hopefully this motivates you to know your own self-worth. Hopefully this motivates you to let things roll off. I don't know. All right. I can go on. I had a thought. That's why I paused for a second. I had a thought. I was about to give it, but people take things personal. I'm out of here. Love you. Hey, 762-333-2032. That's 762-333-2032. Be sure to reach out to me. Thank you, everybody who reached out to me last show. Appreciate it. Be sure to text me on that number. Instagram, TikTok is all Cousin Ed's Corner. You can find me in all podcasts and platforms. Be sure, like I said before, the Corner Connection over at Apple Podcasts. Be sure to go and subscribe for some exclusive content from Cousin Ed's Corner. I'm out of here. Love you. Peace. Thank you for listening to Cousin Ed.